Hello and welcome back to day two of our week of prayer for international missions. I hope you enjoyed yesterday's video, and today we're going to be looking in our video about Croatia. Croatia is has a population of about 250,000 people, but no Christian church. But we have a missionary on the field there that is actually broadcasting twice a week to Croatia, evangelical message. We certainly hope today that you pray for that missionary, but also for those broadcasts, that Jesus could reach those hearts of the Croatian people just through that message. Thanks, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The most effective form of evangelism, obviously, is one-on-one. That direct person who knows you, who sees your walk, and says, okay, God is real to this person. Why isn't he real to me? And they begin seeking. But how do you get to that one-on-one relationship with a person, particularly when there's 4 million people here, there's only about 7,000 evangelicals in the whole country? How do you find that person who is seeking? How do you find that person's open? And so you need a big net. And then basically the radio is one of our big nets for evangelism.
Ispravo ili pogrešno, dobro ili zlo, nema neutralnog teritorija, bijelo ili crno.
It has a reach for the majority of Zagreb, which is a city of 1 million people. And during our 15-minute time slots, there's about 40,000 people listening, which blew our minds. You know, obviously, that's the main purpose, is broad seed sowing. About a year into the broadcasting, a guy started visiting, and he just mentioned casually, yeah, I've been listening to the radio for about a year before I decided to come to the Sunday evening service. He said, listen, I have an old property that I'm not using. Why don't you guys come over during the week and have a Bible study? So now that has become the second church plant. The Southern Baptists have had a huge role in what has been an amazing spiritual change. And to keep that going, that we would see that this new lost continent would be found through the Lottie Moon offering.
There's an impact I know, but then I think there's an enormous impact that I'll never know until we're in heaven and see.
I believe that what we're seeing now is the first fruits. The one thing that keeps me here is this idea that I'm going to miss out on the most amazing thing that could possibly happen. And then to be able to watch what God does and to begin to see the faces of the people coming in and their stories of how their lives have changed and how they've been brought out of such of a mess and into life. That's what I hope for and pray for. 30, 40, 50 years, whatever, an entire life would be worth it.